feel like Scott of the Antarctic.
Yeah, so,
I feel like Brian Blessed came when he was on Down to One Lung, halfway up Kilimanjaro.
No, it was Everest.
Everest.
He barely got any way up, and he was coughing. That's a lie,
man. Have you climbed up Mount Everest? We know.
No, because I saw it.
So don't dismiss
my whole
him
life. I thought one day I'm going to go there. One day I'm going to climb that mountain. Mm-hmm. One day I'm going to save up the 17 grand, whatever it is, for a ticket.
To get helicopter to the top.
And I was like, I'm going to do it. And when I finally saw it, I was like, fuck that. It's huge.
It's the Western man who. There was mountains in America for forever.
Yeah.
And the natives looked at them and they would give them status, sacred, and would do all this. They never climbed the fucking thing.
Well, let me tell
why?
You something.
Because it was pointless.
It's not the Western man. They believe all these mountains were climbed.
Were they?
Yes. Yeah.
When?
In the Himalayas.
It
wasn't the first person up there. It was the first Western guy up there.
Were they up high to the top, do you reckon?
I think so.
They wouldn't have made it to the top.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
There was...
Found a packet of crisps at the top.
There's Kundi and Kumjung, two villages. The one famously that has the Yeti scalp.
Uh-huh. The fake.
Right at the bottom. And beside it, there's this sacred mountain. Mm-hmm. And nobody's allowed to climb it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're like a religious person.
Uh-huh.
So in bare feet, robes, they go up. You have to see it. It's
right, okay.
These sheets of granite.
Okay.
And it's up in the middle. Scottish, you see the prayer flags.
Scottish people never climbed Ben Nevis. Nobody was up that.
That's miserable.
Folk are too lazy. Yeah. Folk are sitting about, scratching
and
their arse.
Just through the clouds, you see these prayer flags way in the distance.
Oh.
And you're going, how the fuck did they get there? They climbed them.
They are living at altitude. They have got, their genetics
totally
are good.
Totally different.
These guys are, and they all smoke.
They have the chewing tobacco.
Ah, okay.
And that, well, the smoke, but the chewing tobacco was huge.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up one morning and I look out and you can hear the prayers being done in the morning and the singing bowls. And it's like out of film and there's all the smoke settles from the houses.
Yak dung.
Exactly. And it's beautiful. So, and in the distance, I see this glittering.
Oh, glitter.
And the sky glitters.
Gary glitter.
No, it's all the packets of chewing tobacco. They just throw them and they're everywhere.
I remember I was on a trawler once and I had a bit of rubbish and I said to the guy, where'd I put that? He says, just chuck it into the sea.
Yeah.
So they just fill the black bags and just throw over.
I was on a trawler once. No, that's true.
Yeah.
I was on a trawler and a trawler.
Have you smelt anything like a trawler?
It was tiny.
What did it smell like?
It smelled like human shite.
Yes, it's a worse smell. Engine oil, diesel.
Sick.
Urine.
Travel down the coast, across to France,
right,
and back again.
Awful.
And it says, we could do some fishing off the back. And I thought, an adventure. You know, the romantic in me. I'm going to,
God,
I'm
you
going
are
to write
a
it in my,
idiot.
In my journal.
Yeah, book of poems.
There was no toilet in it, or no head, right?
No, you just pissed off.
So you hung your arse over the side.
Uh-huh.
But it was so rocking every now and then, the sea touched my bum.
Hey!
It was terrible.
Just a shoal of fish following the jobbies.
It was terrible.
My granddad, when he was a bairn, his next door neighbour was this dirty wee woman.
Oh.
She kept ducks and stuff. Now, my granddad would eat duck eggs. And the reason being, she'd go into the garden in the morning and take a shit, and our ducks would just follow them. And with those
just eat,
bills, like a fine chocolate
this is
mousse.
Up north, everyone. Yeah. This is not Dundee. People don't shit in their gardens.
Ducks will eat. Just look, you can tell, but you look at a chicken, you look at a duck.
Uh-huh.
A duck's a generalist. A chicken has a little beak and it pecks. Yeah. If you watch a chicken eat, it goes for little bits.
Yeah.
Duck just goes, rah, 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 rah.
They do. But ducks are adorable.
Ducks are adorable, but
they're
eat like
great.
Chris Shadowins. They're
they
filthy,
do eat like
filthy, dirty bastards.
But the ducks are adorable.
Have you seen duck shit?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Have you seen the shite that comes out the back of a swan?
A goose.
Folk are like that. Oh, swans. How adorable.
Oh, they're terrible.
They're bitey fuckers.
Oh, they're violent.
They're drowned
yeah.
dogs and they just do massive shits. Just massive
and
shit.
They sound like when they're flying, you used to go down shooting and they're half a mile away and you could hear them.
Yeah, mute swans.
They're so noisy and they're beating the
very aggressive.
Horrible.
Very aggressive.
Horrible things. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Folk in Scotland.
We've just been discussing grant money.
When we're trying to get grant money to. Because
everyone's on the charity tit,
but
apart
all
from
getting,
us.
They're all getting grant money and they don't do anything. We have a podcast. We built this. We've been doing this for years. We're established. There are people who are just going, I'm going to teach wonky people. They get the money and fuck off.
They're like this. I'm a master craftsman. You're like, and where have you studied? YouTube.
And you are not exaggerating. This
YouTube.
Is, they are proud that they learned something on YouTube. And what? Listen to this. No, I'm not getting mad.
No.
But they say we learned the lesson 1 week ahead.
Yeah, oh dear.
So as long as we're a week ahead of their pupil, their student, they're the teacher.
You could just cut them out of the equation and just use YouTube yourself.
Of course you can.
Wow.
They're scam artists.
Yeah.
I can feel my blood boiling.
It's the hipster way.
Yeah.
Like, there's a guy called Trevor Ablett. And Trevor Ablett was in Sheffield, and he was one of the makers. So these guys, the craftsmen, and he made pocket knives, pen knives.
Oh, right.
And I've got a Trevor Ablett knife.
Ooh.
He did it when he was 16 till in his 80s. And they're beautiful knives. But he didn't consider himself some artist. He wouldn't have even called himself a craftsman.
He was just
working man, yeah. And he was making these knives. He died. And a fucking guy with a beard and a hat took over his studio. And he's a master craftsman now.
Yeah.
And what the first thing he did, he put the price up.
Of course.
Doubled it.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Have you
about
seen
these
that
jokers.
Fucking cunt that goes around in his van making knives? It's the most middle class thing. Guys, just to get out of the rat race and, you know, and the cost of living, I avoid it by living in this van and I make knives at the side of the road. And you're
but
like,
he's got loads of money behind
him. Yeah.
You know what they could do? I've got a few ideas how to run this country more effectively.
Oh.
You know Canary Wharf?
Yeah.
You know when they just have a freak out and walk out of their business and then go and set up an artisan bakery?
They do
we
that
We could
all
be
the
waiting
time.
At the front door and the minute they walk out, just that No Country for Old Men humane killer. Would save us so much heartache in this country. It's awful.
At the end of No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
What's her name? Kelly MacDonald.
Yeah.
They always say, did he kill her or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed her because he came down and wiped his shoe.
He killed her. He killed her.
He doesn't
the
like
mom.
Blood.
Killed her and the mum.
He killed them. It's very easy to figure out.
There's a thing going on. The internet annoys me in all kinds of aspects.
Yes.
There's battles. There's a new battle between J.K. Rowling and this India Willoughby.
Okay.
And it's all about Scottish hate crime. But there's so many bad actors involved and everyone's screaming and shouting. And to the normal populace, it's so stupid.
Well, we talked about the new hate crime bill. And
the reality is, it's going to be very difficult to get yourself
already
arrested.
The police have went, fuck that noise, we can't do it. We've had like 50,000 phone calls.
No, they just can't. It's folk.
We can't do it.
No.
You've got to be someone who's persistently harassing someone.
One individual. But that's already in place.
Yes.
They've got
a
law for
that. It's a very strange thing.
They just have the same law and they just...
Yeah.
But
very odd.
It's the new... it's this... Things on Twitter... Twitter's unbearable now. But it's the thing. Did your granny have this in the cupboard and it's a type of spoon and they get reactions for this?
Yeah.
Or, what would you do if you had £1 million? That kind of thing. The new one is, I hate the Beatles, somebody will say.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't hate the Beatles. It's just this thing. But folk get so angry about everything. Who cares if somebody doesn't like the Beatles?
It's very true.
Who cares?
This is,
No, folk are angry.
You're building
you.
Me up. I'm nervous.
Imagine if you had like gamma radiation.
Well, I was.
You'd be a very gammy.
I was at the hospital this week.
You'd look like Dobie the house elf, but green.
I'm going to tell you what happened this week.
Oh, you were disappointed because you never got a finger up your arse.
Because
I phoned you to see how you were getting on. And you were like,
nothing happened. I was disappointed. I'm fine.
See when you go like that.
Can I have a finger up my bum?
Does your bum have an equivalent? So it's your arsehole. It's just...
And it just goes, it naturally just opens. So I go up.
Mummy clicks her fingers.
9 o'clock go in the morning.
Right, okay.
First appointment, right. So in Perth, I should explain. What a dump. So anyway, a drive through.
Perth was getting to outstrip Dundee. Remember that?
I know, it didn't work.
Perth's like this. Oh, Dundee's finished. Come to Perth.
It's just the same now. So anyway, I'm sitting in the car park. These bottles of juice, 4 of them. Whoa, I'm getting prepared.
Not a good. Oh, you went to piss, yeah.
I had to pee because you do your pee flow test. So you go in this fake toilet and it catches it in the weight and the speed of it and everything.
Okay.
Right?
Is this at a hospital? Well, is this
you don't need to go to a hospital. Just go to someone's private house.
Is this getting piped to Elton John's house?
This is in the hospital.
Is that what comes out of your shower?
So I go in, right? I'm waiting a little while. There's a lot of, like, I'm like the youngest there by 30 years.
Ah, well. Oh, do you know what I mean? So is 100-year-olds there? Yes. 200-year-old
people.
Calm
down. So I'm waiting, and eventually they get to me. So they go, right, Derek, come through here. You needing to go? I went, absolutely. They went, brilliant. So I go in. And
nothing happened.
Stage fright.
Jesus.
The biggest stage fright of my life.
Just.
Oh, it was like I had both hands gripping, twisting. Nothing came out. Then eventually this drop went, bloop. And I went, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm just not. And they went, not a problem. They deal with this all the time. They're very professional. They went, right, go and get you a drink of water or a cup of tea. And I went, a cup of tea. Because they say cup of teas, that really helps. Right? So I'm doing that and I'm like, but the pressure's there, but. You could tell there was a barrier.
Can they not do something to you just to...
No, they don't tickle anything. That's not allowed
these
days.
Can if they just put someone in your prostate? And just...
No, you've got to do it naturally. That's how they test
you. Oh, it's okay.
So...
If she just sat on you...
She goes, would you like to go for a walk? This is an hour later. Oh. Right. Now I'm starting to feel...
The whole place is waiting, Ken.
Oh, all the 80-year-olds, they're in and out.
They're like,
bye, pet. And I'm still standing there, can't pee.
So
I go for a walk. Mm-hmm. They says, right, just go around the whole hospital and come back and you'll be ready. And I went, okay. So I go out, right, and I'm walking around and this, and because I'm going up the side and I'm hobbling.
Yeah, yes.
A security guard sees me and he comes over and he goes, can I help you, sir? I went, I'm trying to get a pee out. He went, carry on. I went, I'm getting tested. He went, nope. So obviously this is a common thing. So eventually I get back and I go to pee and I went, I'm really needing now. They went, fantastic. In you go.
No.
It did come out. You know my new laser cutter? My pee was thinner than that. And it was so thin I could hear it.
Like a mosquito.
But higher pitched.
Yeah.
And this jig, I've never peed like it in my life.
Imagine if a wee Jewish guy came with a diamond and just, he cut you the diamond on your pee.
I could have done it. I could have done it, right?
Yeah.
And it was the longest pee I've ever had in my life because it was like I had 8 gallons inside
just
me trying to
through.
Pee. And I was like, oh my God. So eventually went through and I went, I still had stage fright.
I bet they've taped
it's
you.
Like it was gripping
I bet there's a tape they play at parties.
It was so bad. They put on the water for me to help.
Oh no.
Just the tap.
That'll
going.
Do it.
I just didn't, nothing would go.
I once had a little
stage fright.
Bonsai water feature thing I could sit in the bedroom. Not a good idea.
Just peeing all the time.
Not
so
a good idea.
Eventually they get it and they said, nah, you had stage fright. Don't worry about it. Your pee's fine.
You're fine.
You've got no other symptoms. What happened is, she says, when you go to your doctors, is it a different doctor you see every time? I went, yeah. Said, that usually happens, so it's a bit of an abundance of caution, especially at your age. If you've had a urine infection, they're like that. Let's just get them up to hospital. She says, you're fine.
My dad used to
absolutely
make,
fine.
My dad used to make farmhouse wine.
Okay.
Wine. Hedge wine. Hedgerow wine.
Okay.
And he'd tap like a birch tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just slowly dribble. That's maybe what you need.
I wasn't that fast.
Just completely, just
it was,
continuously
you had to
being
see it.
Milked.
But then she goes, she says, now you put down here that you double void. So what happens when I pee? I pee, wash
double.
My hands, go to the door, turn around again, and finish the pee. It happens every time. That's the way
maybe,
I
am. Can I have a Vulcan?
Actually, since I hurt my back, that's the way it's been.
Can I have a Vulcan's got two hearts?
I've got two bladders.
Two bladders.
So
does anyone have two bladders?
And she goes, we're all done here. We're happy. So imagine you're needing to pee. I went, my molars are floating. And she went, right, go to the toilet there and then off home. And I went, brilliant. And when I went in, holy shit.
No, I just,
the noise of it.
Yeah.
If I'd done that, they would have went, I would have got a medal.
Oh, should have.
Went, fucking hell. Yeah. That's a manly pish.
Okay.
I was holding on the wall, it was that bad, right? So I was so
happy. Your feet were off the ground. You're just,
I was floating.
Have you seen one of those inside things for flying?
That was
it's
me.
A wind
just
tunnel.
Pish. You should have heard it though, right? So I leave and I'm like, I did it. I'm okay. You're walking out. You're told you're okay. That's a good thing. You've peed. But I'd had so much to drink. I get in the car
and I'm heading back
and I'm like, I'm needing to pee again.
Oh, God.
So like, fucking hell. So I get to Glendoyke Garden Centre, which I've never
you
been at before.
Did you? You
right.
didn't go and pee in a garden
but
centre.
But here's the problem. I think I know why I couldn't pee.
Why?
I was needing a shite as well.
I don't think that should affect it.
No, I can't do... It all jams each other up.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I've got to do one then the other.
So you're telling me you're right. You think you can pish when you're shitting?
No, you can't.
Yes.
No, look, we've done this before and everyone's... said that you're insane.
No, I'm not insane.
You can't do it at the same time.
You can pee and shit at the same...
No, you have a shit valve.
No, it's completely different holes.
Yeah, but there's a valve inside that stops one from the other.
How else do you wash the shite smear off a toilet? You piss it off. It's a self...
What the fuck?
It's like a Japanese self-cleaning toilet.
No, you go... Right, you pee and you go, that was good, clean your hands, then go back in again.
No, both comes out at the same time.
My cat's the same. You can't do it. No human or animal can pee and shit at the same time. It's a we've discussed this
before.
Everybody
can.
You're winding me up. This is this fucking gaslighting thing.
It's still gaslight.
You can't do the same.
The two things. It's two different organs.
So I go into Glendoic.
Two different sides.
I sit down.
Ah.
I shit. It was so bad, I almost offered to buy them a new toilet.
Did you leave it there? You flushed it?
No, I did Step flush. Off. Of course I flushed.
Did you climb off it and just
it
run
was
it,
one of them where you think it. You're never going to stop.
Oh, no.
It just, I mean, I've been walking around like all day with that amount of
that
shit
weight,
in me.
Yeah, that weight.
It was like this T-Rex. It just kept going and going.
I remember there was a woman at my work one time. A woman must have been at the hospital getting one of that, is it barium meals?
Oh, God.
And she decided to come into the place and shit. And it was like, you
it's
know,
metal.
It was metal filings. Yeah. It's like that thing you used to do with a magnet.
Oh.
But it would not shift in the toilet.
It actually weighs a lot.
It weighs quite a lot.
It's terrible. So, the main point of my story.
I just scooped out and sold it to the scrapyard.
I could imagine.
Uh-huh.
The main point of the story is.
The story is, uh-huh.
I shit, I wash my hands, I go back in and I pee.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Like a normal person.
Right, so it's at the same time.
No, not at the same time. Don't. I'm not buying it.
Just look it up on your phone.
You don't. It's nonsense. I'm not looking up lies. So then I go out and they have a cat food section. And I got a lovely packet of reindeer dry food for my cat. And he loves it. And a wee glowing ball that he hates. I went, look, a glowing ball. It was a fiver.
Your adventures, and I'm not misadventures, I always say this to Kate Ross. Kate Ross is essentially a youthful boomer.
Right.
And so are you.
Why? That was a good adventure.
No, that day of yours. Yeah. Hi, Margaret. Can you get your tea? And I went to get the pipe sorted, can women's trouble. And then I went to Dobie's, and then I went and got myself.
But I've never been to the Glendoic before.
See, the things boomers like, scrapyards, they love dumping stuff to the dump.
Yeah.
My mum and dad will go every second day.
I'm moving house, I've got a lot of thrown
out. If my mum and dad had a single brick, they would drive all the way to the dump for it. They love jam shed wide, you don't like the jam shed wide, and they love the garden centre.
Oh, I hate garden centres.
I'm feeling...
But I like taking a shite in them.
I'm feeling usurped at the moment, because I think my father is going to leave all his money to an olive tree. They bought this olive tree. He spends more of it. My mum's. I expect my mother to have a chainsaw soon enough. Cut the thing down. He goes out and speaks to it.
Oh, wonderful!
And he keep in the winter time. He gets put away in a nice shed. He keeps changing the pots. It's like buying your mistress a new pair of shoes.
Mm.
He's always getting a new pot. I think it speaks to him. And he's getting lag it. He doesn't. He feels bad locking it away in the winter. From now on, he's getting lagged with a nice velvety sack.
This shit happens with age.
Yeah, but he just run. I think he's planning to get an olive out of it.
But
I'm picturing him with one single olive, just squeezing it out in his garden.
Just the pleasure. Wonderful. No, I'm on his side. For example, last night I was here working.
I might go and kidnap it and leave a note.
I wouldn't do that.
Can you imagine?
That's a bit terrible.
Send photographs. It's all over the world.
Don't do that. So, I leaned back last night, broke my seat.
Oh.
I came in here today, and you go, just out of the blue, are you needing a seat? Are you giving me a seat? I can't tell you how happy I am.
Yeah, it's the little things.
It's wonderful. But
I never throw anything out. And do you know why? Because in the past, I've thrown something out, and the following day, you're like, oh, fuck, I needed that.
I throw things out, and it's happened.
It's
but
so annoying.
Every year, I go in my house, my belongings, what have I not used in a year? And it goes out.
It goes out.
The only things I couldn't do it with was my boards. And they went up in my studio.
I noticed.
I couldn't put my surfboards
out.
What
a sentimental bell end.
I couldn't do it.
Awful things.
I couldn't. What? They're wonderful boards.
It's so tragic.
Are they not the most beautiful boards you've ever seen?
I hear, when I go into your studio, all I can hear is the voice of Patrick Swayze going, this man's a loser.
Why?
Because he would have went for the big wave. He would have went for the big wave.
Big waves are scary.
He wouldn't have put his fucking he's bored up in a wall, Patrick.
But wait a minute, he went for the big wave because he was away to prison for the rest of his life. So he chose death.
A place you should belong.
I'm not going...
Oh, he never died.
He died?
Oh, he never died.
That was the whole point of the tragic story.
There was a sequel, he survived.
He died, there was no sequel. He died.
Do you mean...
No, you're thinking Dirty Dancing too.
No, I'm not.
Do you know, when I was living with a girl in America...
Uh-huh.
I was talking about Patrick Swayze,
uh-huh.
How I liked Patrick Swayze. And I said, even in Ghost, he's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
This girl was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, no. Never seen
this. Disfellowshipped. So not a proper one.
Uh-huh.
Whether it was the cocaine abuse, whether it was her adultery, whether it was
being friends
fucking
with
everyone.
You.
Yeah, who knows? But I was still lower moral standards than her.
Well, you're lower moral standards than I am.
And I said, even in Ghost, she went, shut up!
Yeah, or the right? word ghost.
The word ghost, because if you leave a door or window open and you say that, you might invite
a
ghost.
The Chinese
in.
Don't like ghosts, do they? They don't like ghost films.
So you know what I did? I went, this is fucking, I've been listening to this shit. You don't live by these standards,
yeah.
But you're telling them to me. So it was on the bottom floor. I went over, I opened the window, and I went, ghost, 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 ghost.
And
I went
like this. Timothy Claypool appeared.
I went like this. Come on, ghosty, come on, ghosty. I swear to God. The neighbour's cat jumped up, this beautiful wee black cat I saw every day with white paws.
Oh, no.
Right? And I went, and I laughed, and I turned around. Everyone's fucking, and you went, you've fucking done it. It's in America, in some places, black cats get a hard time.
No, but it's got white feet, so
it's got white
count.
Feet.
Doesn't
it was a beautiful, I saw it every day.
Doesn't count.
It ran up and went, hello, and then went on its way. So anyway, they were convinced there was now a ghost in their house, because I went, ghosty, ghosty, ghost.
Jesus Christ.
So I kind of felt, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, fuck them.
I see now that the Disney things went out of copyright.
Right, yeah.
They're just making loads of, like, Mickey Mouse horror movies.
Horror films, brilliant.
I'd love to see... No, but speaking of Rent-A-Ghost, imagine a Rent-A-Ghost horror thing.
Bring Rent-A-Ghost back.
No, a haunted TV show.
Oh.
And like Mr. Claypool. Really, Timothy Claypool. Oh. Dobbin.
Dobbin was scary.
And they take the head off and there's nothing inside.
Oh, God.
Miss Popoff, we have Big Jaw.
She's the Big Jaw.
She's in Coronation Street.
Well, no, I used to love that.
Molly Weir.
I can't remember her name.
Tam Weir's.
Oh, yeah, Molly Weir.
Tam Weir's sister.
Yeah.
I miss Tam Weir.
Long time ago.
He's been dead for a while. Well, he dressed a wee bit like you. But right. He had friends. He'd be up in the mountains finding people interesting.
Text messages.
Okay, here we go.
Riger R. Mm-hmm. Morning, mofos.
Okay.
Why don't you ask that block guy to do a wild camp on Shite Street? You know, it makes total sense.
Oh,
you know
fuck.
What? That's a great idea. Well, that's a good idea.
I made a terrible mistake last night.
Oh, you didn't speak to him?
No, I watched another one. And it was him and his wee pal.
Right.
They go and get burgers and then they put that de bomb hot spice on it in the back of his broken van.
Oh.
And the two of them are just.
It's awful.
It's so weird.
Well, there's the racism, sexism.
Yeah, but he's still going on about a Winnie Mandela.
I don't know what it means.
No, neither do I.
When my girlfriend was watching, she looked it up to try and find some...
It makes no sense. But he goes, sorry, Mick. He says, I've touched your bum. And he went, oh, matron. And he's got merchandise which sells better than ours. And it's just his cum face
We've made dozens and dozons of
pence. The podcast game, right, of which we are veterans, you would
veterans
say.
Veterans now, 4 years.
This is not easy. But what annoys me is, you go on to BBC iPlayer on this podcast from just absolute pricks, that Jamie Lang cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of like people from Chelsea and all that.
Yeah.
And they're such bland, and they get fucking vast numbers.
To be fair, watch or listen to Katie Price's podcast with her sister. It's fucking astounding. They don't even know how to speak. And they'll just fill in and hear what are in the studio again with microphones.
There's very little dead air on this. We blether shit.
The only time there's dead air when I have to take your address out.
Right, okay.
You keep mentioning it.
You promised me a farting noise.
Well, I was downstairs and I was rushing because I was working, so I just took it out.
Just take your fucking excuse. If when we get that producer in, he'll put in a fart noise.
We're planning on trying to get a producer.
What kind of noise does a bird of paradise make? Cookie!
That's it, perfect.
Something like that. That's what we need.
Jesus, any excuse to sign.
Well, Tom, what was he saying again?
Blot.
Blot. Get him wild camping in Shite Street.
No,
Shite Street. That's too high quality for
him. I walked along and there's more crap. There are children's toys. And
I've not been in a
tinsel.
While. I just don't like
it's
it.
It's awful.
It's bleak.
It's the bleakest part of Dundee, and Dundee's got some bleak parts, but that's bleak.
It's horrible there. Yeah, I don't go down it at all now.
Have you ever walked along there and somebody's come another way and nobody looks at each other because it's such a horrible atmosphere?
Yeah.
You can't,
it's very
it stifles
tense.
Like pleasantries. It's just,
if you're a woman on your own,
oh no,
there's no possible
I've never
way
seen a lassie walk down
you
there.
You could never walk down there.
Imagine walking down there at night.
You couldn't.
No, you just couldn't.
There's no option.
Because it's often cars parked down there.
Well, I was walking home one night, mm-hmm, and I stopped, fixed my shoe. My girlfriend was with me.
Oh, you're bending down.
And she just kept walking, yeah, right? And a car pulled up within seconds.
Oh.
Within seconds, a car just appeared from nowhere because she was walking on her own.
That's awful, man.
And we're like, oh. But this was like summer, maybe 7 o'clock at night, light, and it was just appeared.
Is that why I saw
she just
Susan
turned around and came back?
Day.
Oh, Susan's always
makes
there.
Makes sense.
Makes a fiver. Well, for a week. Janet Lee's Badger here,
uh-huh,
with the always important questions. If you could revive one cinema trend through cloning of the original cast and production teams to endlessly recreate new material, which would it be and why? John Wayne Westerns, Bela Lugosi, Universal Horror, Satire, Parody, Comedy, Hitchcock, 30s Noir, Hammer Horror, example. You know, this hairy badger brings the proper questions,
yeah,
to the table. And
makes my brain
and people
itch.
Go, this is, where does he get the questions? No, these are normal, because I've got an answer. All the old Sherlock Holmes, Basil Rathbone.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Not the war ones where you...
Not the war ones where it's very propaganda.
Yeah, no, those.
But you could put on The Hound of Baskervilles right, uh-huh, now, and uh-huh, I'd watch it. I've seen it 30 times, and I'd watch it like it was new.
Who's a better... Love who's it. A better Holmes? Rathbone or Brett?
Brett was brilliant.
Brett's bet. If I was going to visualise Sherlock Holmes, I think Brett. Sadly, he got fat towards the end.
Fat
Holmes doesn't work.
I would say the 30s ones.
Rathbones really looks like a Holmes. He's a bit hammy, though.
But the whole time it was. These were stage productions.
Well, they had the old Watson.
Yeah.
That was that kind of thing.
I liked it.
The Deerstalker.
But it's the tone, the way it,
yeah,
was filmed, the sound, everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're,
single
they're
mic
lovely,
record.
Yeah, they're,
oh,
lovely, it is.
Yes,
I would bring back a scientific comedy, Yahoo Serious. young Einstein. What happened
Serious
to that cunt? I genuinely hope he's dead.
They were,
remember how successful that was?
It was huge.
When was the last
time
you watched that film?
When it came out.
Yeah. Let's do it for
Young Einstein.
Let's do Young Einstein.
I don't think it's going to be as good as you maybe.
No, I hated
remember
it at the time. No, I didn't think it was good.
Okay,
but
we've got more messages. Okay, that's our next film.
Okay, yeah, I'm serious.
Oh,
he'll
Khaled
be bald now.
From Khaled, gentlemen.
Oh.
The resilience you appear to have towards BS is admirable.
Okay.
Thank you for taking these dives into the depths of crap as you do and pay with your sanity so we mofos don't have to. Dude,
thanks.
You. What a good fucking message. Thanks, Khaled. I hope,
yeah,
Claudia as well.
This,
and
has
everything.
This has a terrible impact on our mental
this
health.
This is the kind of listener that we need. And remember, everywhere you go, always take the weather with you. Best, Khaled. See what he did?
I did. What a
I was just saying
bitch
how nice he was. He built us up, a wee tickle
did
of the
I
balls,
tell you,
and fucking
did
kicked
tell
my
you
feet
I
from
saw,
under me.
I saw Crowded House on Sunday brunch.
Oh.
And they're just too old geezers, nothing wrong with that, but they're just like
just
really old geezers. It's like the guy, the bass player out of fucking the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, he's old as it.
Him that fucked Courtney Love.
Oh, everyone did.
Did you?
Well, just the ones.
You were in the music biz.
Oh.
Alan Partridge did.
Yes, he really did as well. And she hates him as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway. Oh, Mark Devlin.
Uh-huh.
Morning, dudes. Not much to say. Just thought I'd hold up the show for a bit longer.
Oh, that's
on
good. That's
thanks
always,
for that.
That's always good.
A talented person. A lot to give the world and stuff like that.
Who?
As Mark Devlin, no, as a lot of the ladies would say, the whole package, as long as you don't look at them. Right, here we go. Who's next? I think that's what you say. What's happening to my fucking phone?
Oh, for God's sake.
It keeps...
I've always thought this segment needed some work.
It's... Honestly, everything keeps jumping into archive. I just think I put retro box rooms into it.
Oh, well.
And I don't know how to get
that's
out.
That's where he deserves to be.
Dansk 404, morning chaps. I hope that angry energy has subsided and there has been no need for further lift-based aggression. The lift has been quiet.
It's
although
been
there
very
is more,
quiet.
There is more smells in it.
The I watched the other
Wait,
day.
Wait, hold on one second. Okay. Goran made a comment last pod about how depressing. Look, my phone keeps jumping around.
That's okay. What? No, mine started doing that the other
what
day.
What is happening?
Yeah, it's infuriating.
Okay. Goran made a comment last pod about how depressing it is that a lot of young adults seem to wear really drab colours.
Yes.
I tried to buy my son a hoodie this week. If this would stop moving, look. This week, they had a bit of colour. No chance. Is someone controlling my phone? Are you looking at this? I tried to buy a hoodie with a bit of colour in it. No chance. Everyone has to be grey, black, or sodden beige.
Why is this?
Why the hell am I supposed... where the hell am I supposed to get them clothes with a bit of black... What is... I can't use my phone.
Is there a bit of boogie or that on the screen? Oh, I see.
What's happening?
It's haunted.
I'm going to have to restart that, my phone.
That was that ghost you got.
Oh my God, that I'm
cat,
restarting.
Old socks, the cat.
And retro box room, sorry, your message
you're
just disappeared on its
lost
own.
Lost into the ether. I don't know what it is, because could it be, right, here's one, that they're on their, they're playing their Xbox and shit, and they're living in Fortnite, and it's just this, they're like peacock feathers, they're all...
You know, that's a good thing. Just non-stop
colour.
And then they just
and
want
in the real
calm.
Life, they just...
They want me just to calm down.
Yeah, they just want a black.
I've
they
had
just,
enough.
Yeah. Could it be?
I don't know.
Because you think you dress... There are some kids who dress wild, can like really wild now.
There's and that's
the,
good. They should.
There's the lassies who dress like they're like someone out of a Disney film. There's like... There is some new... I've seen
a lot of girls
cyberpunk.
Are all NPCs.
There's a guy that goes about Dundee dressed as Boba Fett. But like a... The majority of young laddies in particular just wear black on black
just
layers.
Just black, yeah.
And I don't know, a guy I work with convinces us they don't want to be identified, but they're not all up to capers. I don't know.
It's very strange. Retro Box Room is back.
Okay.
Hi, guys. As you know, some of us folkers talk to each other from time to time behind the scenes. Please let it be known that the Chris Shadowins is a legend for helping me out on a project, even though he's on the other side of the pond from me.
I would not accept his help.
Hold on. And that I do appreciate his help, just so other folkers don't think he's as scary as you make him out to be.
He is.
Well, the thing is, Ted Bundy would help you move your settee.
The Unabomber was good at like putting up furniture,
exactly,
IKEA furniture.
Exactly. Just, yeah. It's not...
You'll pay a terrible price for letting him into your life.
Yeah, terrible price.
Terrible, terrible price.
P.S. Since people can't park on the curb anymore, how easy is it to drive around Dundee? I'm not looking forward to for the new law coming to my town. There'll be no room to drive down most streets since 80% of the roads were designed for horse and cart days and have never been widened. Carry on being funny, guys. Retro Box Room. It's made no fucking difference
well,
here.
Well, no, because...
Nobody cares.
I was in the work van yesterday and dropping stuff off at a place here, and you cannot drive a van through this estate.
No. It's the double parking is now triple parking.
A double... No, it's quite simple. You've got to tax those giant fucking cars off the road. If people are driving
the problem
those Panzers...
The problem is, though, cars are getting bigger because they're becoming hybrid or electric.
No,
they have to be bigger.
They don't have to be. People,
they
these kinda giant,
do.
Giant cars. It's ridiculous. Like, I've watched lasses, old ladies struggle because people are parking the pavement. It's disgusting.
So
they'll park anywhere.
Yeah, the parking has made no difference
I
here
saw,
at all.
There was somebody in my work watched a guy in a big wank Panzer. He pulled onto the pavement and there wasn't enough space. So he just drove against these wheelie bins and drove them down the street out of his way.
That's incredible. That's incredible. That's, I don't know that
and these
level
things,
of
no,
selfishness.
No, we can't retrofit the world to fit bigger cars, so just don't build bigger cars. We need, I'm sorry.
There is a problem though.
They
have to be bigger at the moment. Okay, we're not saying discovery size.
You could build little lecky cars.
No, not really.
No,
they're just getting bigger. And here's another thing.
Bubble cars are back.
Legislation changes every year. Mm-hmm. So cars are now naturally bigger for bigger crumple zones
and
safer.
Okay. We can't build bigger and bigger cars, mm-hmm. and we can't build more and more roads. You simply have to take a stand.
I agree. But listen,
and you've got to put in more. You've got to put in more infrastructure for
electric
trains.
Cars.
Yeah.
A way to change anyway.
Right.
And here's what's happening. At the if you ever watched our little tour around Dundee, we went on top of a very sexual car park.
Yeah.
And that car park's now getting turned into this charging thing. This
it'll be 2 years.
Hub.
2 years.
But the problem is all the main companies are now abandoning full electric. And they're probably going to go for hydrogen.
Isn't it?
It's going to go for hydrogen. It's just the way it's going to be.
But we just cannot build more and more roads. We just cannot. The car lobby in this country is very powerful, and it says no, but city centres are going to die because if you're such a lazy fat bastard that the only way you can shop is to drive 5 minutes from your fucking front door to your fucking dirty sandwich shop, fuck off! I'm not listening to you. I don't care for your argument. You're a pain in the arse. Walk, you lazy cunts. Walk. Fucking infuriating.
I can't walk.
Learn to walk.
I'm going to be in a wheelchair this time next year.
You won't be in a wheelchair.
I'm struggling.
You won't be in a wheelchair.
No, I'm waiting on my MRI and then
but
they'll get
just,
it sorted.
You know what I mean? And then there's a lobby in this country that just so anybody, it's so woke and green and stupid. I don't want to live a better life. I'm quite happy in the fucking pollution. Shut the fuck up.
But
it's the kind of mindset that goes, I litter because it gives somebody a job. Oh, fuck off.
I know what you're saying.
Fuck off.
But Retro Box Room,
the
answer is, it's not made any difference.
No, it's not.
See, Retro Box Room, I had a candlelit dinner with him, very intimate.
Jesus,
my girlfriend was there.
He lit a candle
and when we left,
up your arse.
Why would you think that? When we left, my girlfriend went, what a delightful person.
But she's,
but she's
in a
no
relationship
judge of character.
With you.
She's no judge of character.
No.
Yeah.
No, the police aren't wanting to get involved in it.
No, they're just...
It's like the hate thing. They're not wanting to get involved. They're like, we've got enough on our plate. No, come on, Dundee police officers, when do you see one walking about? They're always driving about.
No, that's very true.
But
I had to involve myself with the police the other night because someone tried to kill themselves under my car.
But they were lying under your car.
No, they went and threw themselves under the car.
Did you just run them down?
Well, no, I missed them.
Ugh, I would have just aimed for them.
No, I missed them and it was a bit...
Who was it? Somebody you know?
No. Oh, no. Not someone. No, it was just I was driving out to go shopping and they're hiding behind.
Off, yeah.
Just ran under. And I missed them by about probably 5 feet.
Did the trip?
Because I went past them. I went, fuck, right. What's going on here? They just put themselves under the car behind me.
That is a horrible thing for them to do. That's a shitty thing to do. You're doing away with yourself. Fair play. You're allowed to. But don't involve someone else in it.
That would have put me off driving.
No, but
you
it's like people that throw themselves off in front of trains. Those poor train drivers.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
Just but do away with yourself quietly.
You know what? I saw them. And it's like a spidey sense.
Yeah.
And I just saw them. And so there was someone standing on the street further up. Drove right past. And I just saw them and went, what's this? And my foot got off the accelerator. And I was slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran to put their head under the wheel.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like,
I know,
fuck.
Mental health's a terrible thing.
Yeah, and then they got up, and then, because it was dark.
Aye.
And then the person behind, I saw the brakes go, and I saw them go down front of the car, and I don't know what happened, but I went and phoned right away. I was like,
the thing about
Christ.
Doing stuff like that, you're paying, if you've done it correctly, your pain's over and that, but you've left, for your family and that, you've left this horrible trauma.
Long-term solution to a short-term problem.
Yeah, you've left it
alone. It's awful.
I often think, can people in a bad space at that time, there's a guy that talks people down off bridges. He goes along and talks people down.
Yeah.
You often
hear the guy in Korea?
Yeah, you often
hear
guys...
killed himself,
often hear people saying... Yeah, God, he's not the kind of person that would have done that.
No, that's not the way it works, though. Yeah.
He had a McDonald's in the morning and then went and paid his phone bill. Why would he do away with himself? A lot of people, it's like just a thing.
There's a good advert at the moment, and it's two guys at the football every week.
Yeah.
And one guy's sitting depressed.
Yeah.
And then it's the guy who's cheering, doesn't turn up. And it's so accurate.
Yeah.
Because I've known a couple of people have killed themselves. And
it's awful. It's fucking awful.
It's not like being a builder.
Well,
one guy I knew when I was a kid was a build-up. It was coming.
Yeah, okay.
It was like just the nature of him. It was always coming. Terrible mental health issues. And you just, it was a matter of time.
Yeah.
But other people have known, nah, didn't even chemical know there was a problem imbalance in their life.
Yeah, just something goes on.
You just didn't know. And it
the thing happens. Is, the thing is, if you've got, if you're in a bad situation, you can often get away from it. If you don't like being in Dundee, it's getting you down, you can move somewhere else. If you're in a bad relationship, you can end the relationship. If you don't like yourself, you're stuck with yourself.
That's
a big problem. It's a really big problem. But everybody's got something of value to give. It's awful. But imagine just having no joy. There's nothing you enjoy.
There's nothing.
I know people who've retired.
Yeah.
And all they want to do is sit and watch the telly.
Nah.
Think that is you. That's your life. Have some stupid little passion. You need something.
I've always been very privileged and lucky where this disaster clusterfuck of a human I'm quite happy with.
Yeah, quite happy.
I remember it was.
Are you comfortable with you? You're happy with your own company.
100%.
I can be happy in my own company and whistle and be entertained.
I was 35 I travelled with someone.
As long as there's no mirrors, you're fine.
I remember being on a plane and I was with someone.
Right.
But I thought, this is nice.
Oh, it's nice.
I've got someone to talk to and that was the first time. Yeah. I've always been on my own to do things.
Always. People say you've got sad dining alone. And I'm happy to dine alone. But the thing is, if you go for a nice meal by yourself, you have nobody to speak about it with.
Right.
Human beings are a bit of a...
No, I don't know. I would go up surfing.
Yeah.
And I would be there from...
When you did your move and you go, check that out. And it's like,
no, I don't need
there
to be seen.
No, no,
I've never had that. No. It's like, and when someone is watching, I can't pee.
Yeah.
But I would go up surfing, get the first tide, and I'd be there to the second tide.
Okay.
And I'd be there all day on my own, absolutely happy in my own company.
But loneliness is a big problem. And they do say that loneliness,
that's a worry.
It will decrease your lifespan.
Yeah.
Illness is more prevalent amongst just people who are by themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I was always fine.
What's the longest you've gone without speaking to a single person?
Quite a while, actually. Yeah. I've been able to do quite a while. Probably just under a couple of weeks.
Okay. I was speaking to Dom, guy my one, great guy. And he was up in the Western Isles. And very remote. And it was, they were like down by the sea in this little clutch of houses. And you were 45 minutes from anywhere. It was just very remote. And every day... You could see everybody approaching the house that was rented.
Yeah.
But just this old lady would come and she'd walk 20 minutes. She'd see the light and she'd come along. And her story was, she said, I would never see somebody from one day to the next. As a guy comes and once a week with my messages. And that's
all.
This lady had nobody to speak to. Awful, eh?
Just lonely.
You
that's
would go
awful.
Fucking balmy. People did go off their heads, in like lighthouses and stuff. If you're stuck with one person. Have you ever found someone so fucking annoying? Everything they do is annoying. They chew annoyingly. Can they dress terribly?
No.
Can you imagine if we were stuck in here for a week?
Oh no, you'd be dead.
Can you imagine?
You'd be dead. Day two, I'd just kill you.
Would you get it over with quickly?
See, you're a fighter. You'd go punch, punch. I've made a point. And I would slowly, I'd just find someone to stab you in your sleep.
What
I'd
I would do
you.
Is, I say, could you stand in that corner for a second?
Yeah.
And while I was up there, I'd just put a loop around your head. It's like the best.
And I'd go, am I dying properly? Is it a good day?
Is this, I'm not hurting your arms.
Or I'll just hang there because there's no blood in me and just go, this is good for my back.
What's that guy? Was it E.M. Holmes, the serial killer in America?
Right.
And he would just, he had a step and he would just say, come on, go down the stairs. And he'd put a loop round them and just kick them off a bit and they'd fall down a hatch.
That's wild,
he had his whole
it?
House.
His whole house was
kitted out for murder,
for killing,
murder zone.
See, the thing is, I couldn't be a killer like that because the effort involved.
Yeah,
I'd done this.
It's not the killing. I think killing somebody would be quite easy. It's getting rid of the body.
Although when I built this, it was not long over COVID,
right?
And it seemed to have a second attack. And the day that the stuff arrived, because we ordered the materials, and we thought this will be great, and this fucking crane arrived with a pallet.
It was big. Wasn't
we overcooked it.
Jesus
didn't
Christ.
Think it through. And then that day the lift was broken.
Oh.
And what was it, 1.8 tons or something? Yeah. We were like, oh, for fuck's sake.
We got it done, though.
Three floors.
We had to cut them up, break them up.
And that morning, I was fine. And then something hit me, and I just felt this weakness that lasted all summer.
Christ,
I just felt terrible.
It was really worth it.
But we got it.
We got it done.
You're happy with this. Although you were thinking of moving.
Yeah. Well, there's a move. There's a move to move. But as I've said before, artists organising a mass move, it's not going to happen.
No.
Sadly, this is about the best of it.
If there's a particular studio, I can't say who, but it's a particular Yeti man on my floor. And if that studio became available, that's actually the same price at less than this. And it's three studios. You've got a single one on its own and a big double.
Can
with
you imagine
in
demolishing
that.
This and building it again?
I can't. I've not got it in
no.
me.
No. So we'll stick with it.
Okay. I've not got it in me. But what I'm saying is there's a single room.
Yeah.
You could make that the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a big double with a mezzanine in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Corner, three windows.
But we'll get some government to milk. We'll get some tit milk.
We're doing okay.
Milk.
We're here. We're here. That's all that matters. We are here. We're surviving. So, which
and we're
is
making
a
difference to some people.
Well,
some damaged lunatic.
Jordan, you were saying.
Katie Half Price. Imagine Katie if Half Jordan Price. Had a podcast. We'll have to get her on.
You have to listen.
I think she would get. She'd be like Mick in Blot. His pal. She'd just stare at the camera.
Just stare, and threatening.
Threatening.
In a threatening manner, just thinking of the people
knuckles.
Out there. Yeah.
Just cracking all her knuckles.
I could imagine. So,
because there was a woman that used to do kind of ghost stuff. Conan Doyle believed in all that shit.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She would crack her knuckles on the wooden floor.
Yeah,
get knocked twice.
I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
I love it all. Like a chiropractor just has a plastic bottle under their arm and that's how they do it.
It's fuckers.
Just
they
should be
babies.
Banned. They should be banned.
They do it to babies.
Illegal.
They do it to dogs.
Imprison them.
Yeah,
imprison them. That's what I
but
would do.
But they're so. But people have popped. I've seen people on Twitter talking like they're anti-vax guys. Like, well, I'm a medical practitioner as a fucking chiropractor.
Yeah, chiropractors.
And they're speaking as if they know
ban
anything.
Them.
Ban them.
Make them illegal.
Yeah.
Put them in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm quite happy about that. Uh-huh. Bone setters.
Well,
that's another one.
What have we got to?
What have we got to? You know what?
I don't want to be able to do our show.
We're not going to get our show again, but because I was up early. This is my third bottle. I'm dying for a pee.
I'm not a big.
Could you keep everyone occupado while I go and pee, or do you need to pause?
No, it's okay. Keep going.
This will take 5 minutes.
So he's going to urinate. He's going downhill fast, guys. I'm a little bit concerned for him. When I first met him, I would say he was semi-human. He had moments of clarity. He had a certain rough charm. But now it's like the boy king Tutankhamun. When I first met him, he was resplendent in his gold and he was magical. And he came with a potency, a power. And now he's just a little shriveled object in the British Museum. Just sitting there mouldering. Tissue paper for skin. Little holes where the carpet beetles and the mites have been eating his flesh. A smell, not a human smell, a dry smell, a dusty smell, like socks, like a pair of wool socks you've once had and you've worn them heavily, and they're a wee bit sweaty, and you leave them in the corner of the room, and the moths get to them, and the air dries them out, and the smell, which was initially strong, disappears, and all you're left with is the strands of wool and the little animal life, and then after that the animals die and you've got nothing, just powder, just dust. I remember there was a Batman in the 1960s and it had the kitschness of it, but the villain, I think it was maybe the Penguin, was it Burgess Meredith? Please write in and tell me. And he was turning people into little piles of dust. Little piles of dust. He was dehydrating them. It's like Derek was exposed to a dehydration ray. I would say in the last 6 months. And he's kind of dead inside. But here he comes back. Just don't let him. It's between us, guys. We didn't speak about it.
I peed all over my hands.
Over his hands.
There was someone
was
in there.
Was it midstream?
Eh?
Midstream
that it went out of control.
The urine, was it to begin with you peed in your hands, the last bit or the middle bit?
Oh, the end.
Oh, that's the worst
I got
bit.
A surprising part.
That's the syrup. Was somebody in there?
There was someone in there
taking
a shit. And they were farting loud. And you know what? I respect it, because when I'm in there, I can't do it.
Who could that be?
Oh, they were really shitting up a storm.
There's not another man on this floor.
See,
someone's coming in here and shiting.
That's the same. I've told you, because I thought it was you.
It's no me.
And you were going on, I thought it was you going on my floor.
Oh, I've never shat on your
taking
floor.
You can't go in our toilets. I've taken a disgusting shite, and then they leave.
Who could it?
You know when it's the season. Yeah, there's someone about. You know when it's the season for me, and I'm working really hard. Between 10 and half 10, every night, someone comes in, bong, out the left, takes a shit and leaves. I've not caught them because I don't want to go, you taking a shite. I don't want
to
do that.
Imagine somebody walked a mile from their house just to take a shite here.
I think it's possible because I know people come in from the outside to take a shite down on the bottom
floor. You can understand going in and just shitting on the ground floor, but coming up through the building,
but it happens here.
Fucking
but you know what? The farting was so loud, I kind of respect it. Because I can't do that. As soon as someone comes in, I'm like...
You could hear him pishing as well, no doubt.
No, because you can't do two at the same time.
Both things.
See, that's, you're trying to trick me there.
No,
you
no.
can't do two at the same time.
I'm getting... As always, when you're incorrect, I'll just do a bit of research and send you an actual medical paper.
So that's the first time I've had to run for a pee in a couple of years. There was
the run was a... No, it's a strong word.
I can gallop.
Yeah.
I gallop.
Yeah.
I run with my right leg forward only.
It's the wee horses. Is it Shilties? What are they called? The wee...
Shetlands.
The wee trotters. Can the wee...
The wee tiny...
No, but they do the high step.
No, I don't know.
They're on the little carriages.
What? Is this real?
It's a real thing.
I'm not sure it is.
That's how you go.
No, but and then, because there was someone in there, I almost got stage fright again.
Oh, jeez.
Because I can't go.
You should have said, all right, in there. Aha!
I need that confidence. There was an incident years ago there was dinosaurs, I was peeing, it was a whole thing.
Right.
And I just, ever since then, I've got stage fright.
Okay.
But real dinosaurs.
Okay.
And I just, ever since then, I just can't pee.
Oh, no. The worst urination I ever had, I was getting the bus back from me. St Andrews, that's best for a piss. And I had to piss into a can of Coca-Cola.
Oh, dangerous.
And almost cut the tip off because I had to squeeze it.
Oh, give me a funny feeling.
To squeeze it into the little bit.
Oh.
It's awful.
But when you're bursting like that, there's way more than 250 mil.
The closest I've come to pissing myself as an adult was in the London Underground. And we'd been out for a few pints.
Mm-hmm.
And it was horrific. I was having to run up
just
and down the
pee.
Carriage.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Again, I was sweating. I was panicking. Eventually, I was stopped at the last stop we were getting off at, and I was just pishing the platform.
Yeah,
and I thought, if the police come and arrest me,
fine.
I'll be fair play. Fair play.
The last time, fair as play. An adult, I thought, walking across the road, I'm just going to pish myself.
Yeah.
For some reason, I've never liked cranberry juice.
Oh, I'd go through
and
you.
And as an adult, it was about 3 years just before
lockdown.
You got
a taste for it.
I went, oh! So I got myself
that'll make
two
you
cartons
pish, though.
And I downed the lot, this big cartons, a litre, 2 litres.
You're a strange
right,
man.
Couldn't stop it. When I get things,
you're
I get
so
really
weird.
Addicted. So I drank it. So I walked home. This was before I was unable to sort of hobble anywhere. So I walked home and I thought, by, you know, the bridge chipper, I'm really needing a pee.
Aye.
About 30 steps later, I went, oh, fuck. Right? I got all the way home and
you
I was crossing the road.
Then.
There was nowhere to pish.
You could pish.
There was nowhere.
Water bank, there's bushes.
No, there was people around because they're putting the gardens in.
Oh.
So I was like, fuck,
you could
what
have went
I do?
Up the lane, came where the old railway bridge used to be. You got up that wee cobbled street. You could have had a wee pish behind the car there.
No, there's loads of people there.
No,
I couldn't. So anyway, I'm panicking, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going the other way. I'm on the main road. So I would have had to go. But you had to turn back to go there.
Yeah.
There was no way. So I get to the main road where near my house and I'm crossing it and I thought, I'm just pishing.
Yeah.
There's no keeping it. I'm going to end up bursting something.
Yeah, yeah.
So as I relax to let the pee, it subsided.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's happened.
And I just went to my house, no problem.
Strange.
But I thought I was going to piss. So that was the only time.
I was years and years ago, an old girlfriend of mine, she was at work and her mum and dad decided to take me out for the day. I was reluctant.
Oh, God.
And we went out and in the countryside. And the woman was needing a pee. And she just, this part in the verge, she just got out and pished. And I could just hear the pish.
Oh.
It was just awful.
Traumatising you. It's like frying bacon.
Traumatising.
Oh, it comes out so fast.
Traumatising.
Oh, it's horrible.
I've told you the one with the glue sniffer.
No.
My granddad had a, when he retired, he got a job, great wee job. He was in like a wee bucky, a wee place. And he would hand out the tennis rackets and kind of big drafts.
Yeah.
He'd do all that kind of stuff. and he'd a wee bit he would sit in. I'd go down and visit him sometimes and sit in his wee bit. But one time I went down to see him and he wasn't there, and I went round the back because it was toilet block as well. But they were all locked up.
Okay.
But there was a lassie with a Mohican, and she was just squatting there taking a piss. And I just went round, wee kid, and went round, and she just looked me in the eye. It was a strange
where
encounter.
I live, pubs are gone that, but people would just come out of the pub and just take just a piss or a shit.
Piss into the street.
Right in my path.
Yeah, of course they would.
And a few years ago, I put a gate up. Doesn't lock or anything. No one's come in. The weird psychology, they just went, no, I'm not going past it. Uh-huh. Should have done it years ago.
Because the smell of piss is potent.
Oh, it gets dry.
Have you smelled the urinals in the DCA?
No, I've never been
there. Because the urinals are backlit. Mm-hmm. So they're heated.
What?
Yes.
I'll come up to meet you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So this artsy fucking hipster place, and the toilet was rank. It was like the Clyde Dockyard toilet stank.
Well, something happened the other day in toilets here.
Uh-huh.
Because there's three urinals,
uh-huh,
and there's barriers between the middle.
Yeah.
The middle's the one everyone chooses. Because the one at the end is facing the door.
Right, it's weird, yeah.
The one on the other side is sort of exposed. So you go to the middle.
Middle.
But someone had peed in it, in the middle one, and it was all pubes.
Oh!
So I went, no.
Some people cast off dogs like a collie.
I'm going to go.
Like pubes. Just,
it was just pubes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go
in the
end.
Some people
like
pull a handful out.
I think they just put them out and put them.
Oh!
So I go to the end one, because I'm not going near that. Because no one's used it, when my piss hit it,
the smell hit me. Yeah.
And now I don't get sick with things, but actually I just went, and it was like someone hit my face.
Like and a slap.
So I'm bent backwards, arcing a piss into it because I don't want to get near it. And do you know what the worst
like
bit
silence
was?
To the lambs.
I moved back that far, my head touched the toilet door. It just got worse.
In the silence of the lambs, they just put the bit of Vaseline in their nostrils.
You need that to go to our toilets.
But one of the toilets has got chewing gum in it, so when you piss, there's a minty flavour.
Oh, yeah, I've got that as well.
Fuck's sake.
Who spits chewing gum
into
it?
The shitter in you. I will not shit in this building because it's so fucking cold. You would need to plan. You'd need to put the heater on the day before so it's warm enough to shit. And whoever it is, they just have the bog roll. They don't have it in a holder. It's just on the floor.
I wasn't going to.
So you'd be wiping your ass with dusty bog roll. Like, because the floors in this building
I'm be
are
honest.
Industrial.
I wasn't going to say, but I'm going to be honest.
Oh, Jesus, no. What are you going to come away? Is it you?
No.
You're dusting my bog roll.
No, I'm not dusting your bog roll. I've never shit in there. But what happens in my floor?
Oh, no, didn't tell me.
Right.
When is it moss? Toilet, they use a handful of moss.
I've always squatted because I will not sit on the seat.
No.
Right? Okay. So I'm squatting,
yeah, okay.
But I won't touch anything.
No,
so I'm just squatting.
You're wobbling.
I look like, what's the wee bald guy with the ring?
No, it's Gollum. The famous picture in the cave.
That's me taking a shit.
The famous one, it's lit. Yeah, okay.
That's me.
And he's on a little precipice of rock. Okay.
Because sometimes you just have to go, and I don't want to go here. I used to just go home.
Uh-huh.
But now, I don't like to go.
Sometimes you have to, yeah.
Working late, I've got to do it.
You've got to.
But since my gammy leg, I can't squat.
You can't, so you have to sit.
No.
What do you do?
I made a shit rope. So there's a coat hook, and I hook the rope on. And I shouldn't have shared that. There's a coat hook in the toilet.
Oh, that's not going to hold your weight. That's going to give. That could be awful. Imagine you fall, slip in your own shite, break your back, you're lying there. Help me!
But I've got a shit rope, so I hook it on, and I hang, and I take a shit. But
because you'll do a shit and then you'll pull yourself off it.
But yeah, but here's what I have to do.
Is it a stalagmite?
Either I do both.
Or you do both.
So I've made a loop. So I put my hand through.
You're a dirty, smelly bastard.
Right, and then I get the toilet paper, and I'm still hanging, shaking. I'm able to wipe. Then I can get my brakes up.
That toilet, that rope is going to get greasy with your shite.
That one. I keep it clean. I spray it.
Oh,
it's
fuck
it. Clean.
You're not spraying
that.
You
know that.
You're not spraying that rope.
I spray it.
I fucking don't believe you.
I spray it every time. I've got the
fuck
disinfectant.
Off. Fuck off.
I've got a can of disinfectant I take for the toilet
before I use it. Is it a hoop in it?
No, there's a hoop. Now, that hoop allows me to balance. And then what I do with one action when it breaks up, I turn around like that and it's over my shoulder. And I lean back on the door and flush the toilet with my foot.
I do flush a toilet with my foot.
I've never touched
I've
that.
I've never touched a toilet handle, no.
Even though I don't sit down on that toilet, I've got a can of disinfectant. I spray everything.
Oh, wonderful.
And when I'm leaving, and then I've got the handle, I spray that.
You have got some cleanliness.
When I'm leaving, I spray the toilet.
For such a filthy-looking bastard, you're a bit funny about stuff.
Everything's clean.
You wouldn't eat it. If you dropped a lolly on the floor, you wouldn't eat it.
Absolutely not. Okay. Right, okay, here's an example. I've got a cup here.
Uh-huh.
And you drank it and went, oh, sorry, that's your cup. I would smash the cup.
Okay.
I would never touch it again.
That's weird.
There's no washing. There's no cleaning it. I would smash it. And I would want to see it destroyed.
Destroyed. You'd want to see it pulverized.
And I've always been that way.
Oh, that's weird.
Everything's overly clean.
Yeah. You looked up.
Then on Wednesday, I go to this fucking toilet that all these old men have just peed in. And I'm standing like, that's what the stage fright was. It was the thought of, and I'm like, oh.
That's overthinking.
But there was still dribbles on
it. The funny thing is, mate, you need to think harder about some important issues you've got wrong with you and just let the smaller things slide. You're taking up too much headspace, far too much headspace with insignificant bits.
But that doesn't bother you.
No.
You don't have a can of spray, disinfectant.
I am not worried. If I went for a meal and there was a human hair in it, it wouldn't have stopped me from eating it.
But I can't go to the urinal because there was a pube in it.
I would drop a fucking slice of bacon in an abattoir
toilet.
And I'd still pick up. I have fished a 5p piece out of a urinal in a pub. Put it in my pocket.
But I did watch you drop a lolly, not in this studio, but when it was downstairs.
Yeah.
You picked it up and it was soaking it for ages. And I saw you draw this long hair out of it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother
I don't know
me.
Where the hair came from. I think it was one of the dogs.
It doesn't bother me.
And
I'm really not.
Absolutely violent. So I have
kids,
a shit rope.
The problem with a lot of kids, God, I'm sounding old, but I was speaking to Andy, we met Andy the other day.
Okay.
And we're discussing the 80s. He's a wee bit older than me, but just 70s and 80s childhood.
Okay.
In the summer,
okay,
you would get, your mum and dad would open the door and you'd be away the whole day.
That's true.
With your mates building gang huts.
Yeah.
You'd make weird rules for the gang huts, but you were reeking of smoke because you had the fires going and you were just black.
Yeah.
And you'd wear out a pair of jeans. You'd wear them completely out.
I did have this childhood as well.
Think that's gone anymore. And it's gone now. And kind of the problem is, when you see gangs of bairns going about, everybody's like, what are they up to?
Yeah.
What are they good? What are they doing? The kids still go into the countryside and fuck about.
About 2 years ago,
aye,
me and my girlfriend were driving a car.
I've not seen a gang hut for a long time.
And there was four kids.
Just miles away.
But they were all out riding.
Brilliant.
And they had, you could see they had food with them and everything.
Adventure. Brilliant.
Maybe be 13, 14.
Yeah.
And they were away on an adventure.
Brilliant. Camping.
I hadn't seen
you
that. It was actually noticeable.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we used to go camping at 13.
Yeah. But you were
just take off.
You were so covered in crap. And a little bit of dirt's a good thing. A little bit of dirt's a good
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely. It's important to smell a bonfire.
Yeah, a bonfire. We used to set fire to a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not like a maniac. I wasn't causing too much problems.
What?
But one time, I think it was me and my brother, it was at a dry bank and we had a bit of fire going and it just got out of control. And we watched it just go flying through a field and set fire to a big barn. And we ran away.
Even 30 years later, 40 years later, I'd say, allegedly, this is one of your stories. You know how insurance companies are?
No, it's too long gone.
We used to make...
Did you make petrol bombs?
No.
Throw them?
We made petrol bombs and put the sugar in them. They make
napalm.
Yeah. But the main thing that I would make, and I was a skillet, I found in a shop in the town, you would get this like pistol grip handle you could put on cans for air freshener for old people.
Yeah.
Then I figured out, you know the candles you get, you can't blow out, the joke candles?
Yeah.
Tape them to the front of a can.
A flamethrower.
Have a hand. Ah, the flamethrower. I'd go around with one in each hand.
Oh, fucking hell. You'd use Lynx aftershave.
Yeah.
And it
the place
stink.
Would smell amazing, but on fire.
Set fire stuff.
You'd smell of
do
Africa.
We lassies, is that the difference between men and women? Do we lassies do that?
Of course they do. They make
flamethrowers.
Are you
sure? Do they?
I think so.
I don't know.
Do they not? I'm not sure.
And it's gender roles and all this. I'm not sure.
Because at that age, there was no girls about. It was just a load of boys.
Because I don't know. Listeners, tell me if I'm wrong. But do we lasses build tree houses and stuff?
Oh, I don't know if they do.
They would. They'd have, like, what do they call a wet... Funny that. They call, like, a laddie's got a gang hut or a tree house. A lassie has got a Wendy house.
A Wendy house, yeah.
That's stupid.
It is stupid. It's a, no, we I'd used to make them. Things everywhere. Yeah.
But yeah.
Not
you'd
sure.
Make, you'd get a pair of pocket knife and you'd be whittling sticks, making digging holes.
Pocket knife. Making, you had a Rambo knife.
Making with the bit for the, yeah, with the compass in the back. Fucking big serrated knife.
I remember.
Blunt as fuck. Though.
We had big serrated knives, built-in catapult, all this stuff. And the police were passing. Oh, yeah. And the cop goes, not to mine, it was to my mates. He goes, ah, what's that? And he went, Tom, look at this. Look at that. That's bra, isn't it? Oh, that's a good... It's a, oh, it's in the top. Oh, look at that. That's
imagine
great.
Imagine now.
Cop was just like, that's brilliant.
They're going to fucking arrest you now.
What a bit of fun. That's you, the way he looked at us. He goes, well, that's cool as
anything. Just kids being daft. Yeah. Kids, no, the, you watch things on YouTube and it's about gun... knife. I'm not a gun guy, mm-hmm. but I do like a nice pocket knife. And always say, of course, this isn't available in the UK.
Yeah, you don't get anything.
As
in the
an
UK.
Adult human being, you can't have like a pocket knife in this country.
You can
it's
go and get
absolute...
a meat cleaver this size, yeah, and yeah, that's fine.
You can get a full set of kitchen knives.
Fine, razor
but you
sharp.
You cannot buy on eBay. You cannot buy blades for a craft knife.
That's insane.
eBay. I had a thing. It was for cutting ribbon for craft projects. Mm-hmm. It was fucking pink, and it had a wee blade in it. The eBay gave me a stern notice saying I wasn't allowed to sell stuff. Wasn't allowed. And it was removed. And if I tried to do it again, I'd be in trouble.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's people be saying that that woman did kill her boyfriend with a knife she had hidden in her heel shoe.
Yeah, well, avoid the hidden knives. Just
no,
a
no.
knife.
It was
just
like a little, like, tiny little pen knife. And she stabbed him, like, 100 times. Remember how Tracy, she made her face like that.
Oh, that was the blonde woman.
Yeah.
No, she put the knife in the petrol tank.
But she initially
it.
Had it, did she? Okay. But she stabbed him to death, I think.
She put it in the, yeah.
But you should be able to have a pocket knife. You should be able to carry a fucking pocket knife in your pocket.
Yeah.
Fair enough, you could say you're not allowed a lock knife.
Yeah.
I can see the argument
enough.
For that. But Ken, we're living in the police, if they caught you with a pocket knife, they could arrest you for it.
Well, the thing is, even, a UK legal knife.
Yeah, if they
go,
chose.
Yeah, we don't think you're carrying it for legal reasons. You're kind of fucked, so you just don't carry knives. You just don't
it's
carry
sad.
Knives.
It's a sad thing.
It's really strange.
You see in America.
But you can go buy a crossbow, no problem.
There's knife shows.
Yeah.
And you'll see them and
knives.
They do like a pocket dump. It's a word I don't like.
A dump.
Pocket dump.
Yeah, I know.
But they take it and they've got fucking things like that. Like it's like comedy stuff.
Yeah, and this the massive knife.
Huge axes. Just a tactical EDC axe.
A tactical knife is not something is ever needed because it's useless.
Yeah.
You just need, especially a pocket knife with a
scissors.
Wooden
scissors. I've no scissors
handle.
On it. Scissors is really
they're
handy.
Great, but a wooden handle because it's not cold to hold.
Yeah.
It's better than plastic. Yeah. Just old-fashioned knives are actually really
they're
good.
They're wonderful. They're really nice.
They're good.
It's sad. We've lost a little bit of something.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was me. Now, for the next show, I won't drink three of these.
No, you gave me a bottle of that for some fucking reason.
Oh, goes right through me.
And I drank and it was disgusting.
But for some reason, when
it's
I got
like,
here this morning,
it's
I was thirsty.
It's Sunny D for old people.
There's nothing.
Can you still get Sunny D?
It's still legal. It's still
Jesus. I had Tartrazine and some
it.
Weird
I haven't
ingredients
seen it for
in
a long time.
But there was no orange in it at all.
No orange.
Nothing. It's
you
like
used
analog
to see people
cheese.
Shaking it up and that was their breakfast and you're like... Oh.
You remember they tried to push like a breakfast milkshake? It was just like... It looked like liquidised Weetabix.
I'd eat that.
And this was the thing you're supposed to drink.
I'd eat that, yeah.
But the advert was the guy basically jumping out his bed and putting on his suit. He was like a business guy.
Yeah.
He was like in sliding down and into his office and just drinking this stuff. No,
that's
that
the way it works.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Patreon.
I came out
you
for
see
my
the
breakfast
video.
This morning.
What?
A cheese scone. Two cheese scones.
A breakfast. I've
a
had
breakfast.
Three of these. That's my breakfast.
Fucking terrible.
My bladder's got stretch marks. That was because the
so
other
hold
day
on.
I was
I'd like,
drinking
before
so
we go
much.
Any further,
yeah.
There's been a note of pro Chris Shadwin's propaganda.
Propaganda, which
propaganda.
It is. Yeah, we'll
now,
have to sort that out.
Listener, dear listener, please don't fall for this shit. I feel like somebody's getting set up for something.
They said
don't
Ted,
let Chris
Ted
Shadwins
Bundy
in
was charming.
You know who's fucking in communication with each other quite a lot?
Who?
Chris Shadwins and Mark Sturton.
Oh.
All
see,
I'm going to say, Mark.
This, yeah. Watch
when
out.
You lie with dogs, you stand up with fleas.
Oh, good. Did you make that up?
No, it's an old
thing. It's an old thing. All right, okay. On that note.
Is that us? Sorry, I was just that, I thought we'd done.
I had a beautiful rhythm and you just fucking ruined it. Until next time.
Rhythm is a dancer.
Later.
Ta-ra, ta-ra.